This chazor is echnesh b'bachir has a shag from Yehuda Maseches Chulin daf mem tes. The Gemara says Rabbi Yechon explained the lung is called the reya because eating it lights up as meira the eyes. In fact, is it true for eating plain or only when it's mixed with certain spices or herbs? So Rav Huna bar Yehuda said that a goose that is worth a zuz that has a lung that's worth four zuz. How does that make sense? You just buy the whole thing for a zuz. Why would you buy the lung for four zuz? Rather, it has to be referring to obviously the lung after it's properly mixed with the spices, with the herbs. So we see that it's only then that it's especially helpful. If we find a puncture in the lung in a place where the butcher handles the lung after the shechita, can we attribute the puncture to the butcher and say that it happened after shechita or not? Rav Acher bar Nosson said we can attribute it to the butcher, but Mazutu, the son of Amari, said we cannot do so. The Mara Paskins said we can attribute it to the butcher. Mar said, Rav Shmuel, the son of Rav Ovadia, said, my father was the head of the Kalah Shir under Raphram, and he said that we attribute the puncture to the butcher. They repeated this Mar Zutra, and he didn't accept it. Mesharshia, the grandson of Rav Acher bar Nosson, said that my grandfather's view is logical, since we find that we attribute punctures in the intestines to a wolf when he ran away with the intestines. Mar continues, if a lung was punctured by a worm, we don't know if it happened before the Shechita or after. There's Machlech between Rav Yosef ben Bar Dusoi and the Rabbanon. One says that we assume that it happened before the Shechita and it therefore is a Trefa. The other says we assume that it happened after the Shechita and therefore it's kosher. The Gemara Pasim, we assume it happened after the Shechita and the animal is therefore kosher. Mishnah then said, Rav Shimon Omer ad she tinokev. So Rabbi Batachliv, the name of Rabbi Yirmiya bar Abba, said Rabbi Shimon holds it's not a Trefa unless it punctured all the way through to the primary bronchial tubes. Rav Acher bar Abba was by Rav Huna, and he said the Rav Maluch in the name of Rabbi Shimon Levi passing like Rav Shimon. Rav Huna said, are you referring to the Maluch from Arabia? Because he actually said that the halacha does not follow Rav Shimon. The Gemara brings a similar case where Rav Bibi said that Rav Maluch in the name of Rabbi Shimon Levi passing like Rav Shimon. Rav Zer told him that he heard that he and others heard directly from Rav Maluch, who said that the halacha does not follow Rav Shimon. Rabbi Bibi asked Rav Zeir how he passed. Rav Zeir said, Rav Yitzchak bar Ami, the name of Rav Shimon Levi, said that the halacha follows Rav Shimon. The Gemara concludes by saying the halacha does not follow Rav Shimon. Mishnah then said, Nikva HaKeva. Rav Yitzchak bar Nachmanin, the name of Rav Yeshaya, said regarding the chaliv on the keva, the kehanim, who would get the keva with the chaliv as part of the matnas kahuna, they would say that these fats are mutter in accordance with the leaving view of Rabbi Shmuel, who sets on the name of his ancestors. The way to remember this is that Yishmol, the Kayan, always helps the kehanim. Where else will you see that Rabbi Shmuel helps the Kehanim, that we call him helper of the Kehanim? And tomorrow, Rabbi Yisrael dashes the pasuk regarding the commandment of the Kehanim, the bench Klal Yisrael. Rabbi Shmuel dashes Va'ani Avorchem to mean that Hashem himself will bench the Kehanim. Rabbi Akiva dashes it to mean that Hashem says that he will confirm the bracha of the Kehanim on Klal Yisrael. So although Rabbi Akiva learns from another pasuk that Hashem benches the Kehanim, the fact that Rabbi Shmuel learns it directly from the pasuk of Birchas Kehanim, it's considered that Rabbi Shmuel is again helping the Kehanim. From where do we see that Rabbi Shmuel said that in the name of the ancestors that the fats on the cave are mutter? After Gemara, Brisa says, the Pasuk says that included in the Isra of fats is Es HaChelev Asher Al HaKerev. Shmuel says, this refers to the Chelev that's on the intestines. Rabbi Akiva says, it refers to the Chelev that's on the Keva. But there's another Brisa that has these views reversed. After Gemara, Ravin sent the name of Yechanan that the second Brisa is the proper version of the Chalekis, and we therefore must reverse the views of the first Brisa. Why don't we say that it's the first Brisa that's proper, and the second one has to be reversed? And Gemara, the second Brisa, they give their reasons behind their views, so it must be a more accurate Brisa. If so, that it's Rabbi Shmuel who says that the Chelev of the Keva is also, and Rabbi Akiva says mutter. How could Rabbi Shaya said the Kohanim would rely on Rabbi Shmuel to eat these fats? And tomorrow, Rabbi Nachman Rabbi Yitzchak said they relied on what Rabbi Shmuel said that in the name of his ancestors it was mutter. But although Rabbi Shmuel himself actually did not share that view, the Gemara continues. Rav said kosher fats can effectively seal a puncture, let's say of the intestines, but usher fats cannot. Rav Shaya says both kinds of fats can effectively seal a puncture. Rav Zeri asks, what about the fats of a chaya? Is it that mutter fats can effectively seal, and therefore all fats of a chaya are mutter, and therefore they can all effectively seal? Or is it that mutter fats of a behemoth create a tight seal, whereas the fats of a chaya do not, and therefore they don't create an effective seal? Abaya said, it's mutter to eat, but it certainly does not create an effective seal, and therefore it cannot be relied on to do so. Mar says, it was a puncture that was sealed with usher fats that was brought to Rav for a ruling. So he said, first of all, we have Rav Sheshes who said that it is an effective seal. Secondly, the Torah is always concerned for the money of Eden, and therefore, we should definitely follow the view of Rav Sheshes over that of Rav, which would be Mekel. Rav Papa said to Rav, we have Rav who says it's not an effective seal, and we're dealing with an Issa Deraisa, and you say that the Torah is Chos al-Mamon in Shal Yisrael. There was a similar incident where Rav passing that honey that was left uncovered may be eaten based on the fact that a Mishnah says that there's no concern for honey that's left uncovered. And the fact that the Torah is also a concern for the money of Eden. Rav Nachman Yitzchak said to him, we have the view of Rav Shimon who says that it's even a concern for honey. And the fact that it's a case of Sakonas Nefashos. And you're going to say that we rely on the fact that the Torah is Chos al-Mamon in Shal Yisrael. The Mark continues, Rav Nachman said the chelet that's shaped like a helmet cannot make an effective seal. Where is that fat? Some say it refers to the fat of the rectum, which are shaped like pieces of wheat. Others say it refers to the fats around the heart, which are shaped like a helmet as well. Rav said, I heard two things from Rav Nachman regarding the chimtza fats and regarding the bar chimtza fats. Both are fats of the keva. He said one could create an effective seal, one cannot. However, I don't remember which one can and which one cannot. Rav Huna Bachinan and Rav Huna, the son of Rav Nachman, said, it's the bar chimtza that creates an effective seal, and it's the chimtza that does not. What is the chimtza and what is the bar chimtza? So Marcel, we find that Rav Nachman said regarding certain fats of the keva, it can't be that the people of Eretz Yisrael eat it, and we in Bavel, although we don't eat it, we should not at least consider it to be an effective seal. The machlokes between the people of Bavel and the people of Eretz Yisrael was regarding the fats of the bowstring, which is the upper fats of the keva, and it therefore must be that it's this bowstring fats that are the bar chimtza, since it's the bar chimtza that creates the effective seal.